You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. And I'm going to say this, and when you know and listen to the rest of the show, you'll understand why. Go ETH.
Go ETH. Oh, my God. Every episode, we started with Go ETH, and there's always a reason. We know.
There's a reason. So listen on the show, and you'll understand why I'm saying that. And you'll understand in a little bit. But go ETH. And you all have your green. Did you all, like, see the color green everywhere the last week? Think about it. Do y'all have your maybe matcha? And I kid you not, I think I've seen 1,000 Jeeps, just like 20 in one day. It's just crazy. But go ETH. We have to change the car because I'm tired of seeing Jeeps. But, you know, I think the whole entire world is made up of Jeeps at this point now.
But they're everywhere you go.
Green. Oh, I did have avocado this week too, twice.
Oh, my.
Yeah, well, I love avocado anyway, so maybe I might have had it if I didn't think about avocado last week, but green. So, do your own research on financial advice. This show is educational purposes only and for fun, but go ETH. Okay. Long-term optimistic still, and when I talk about it a little later in the show, you'll all understand why I'm saying what I'm saying. But let's think about things a couple of ways. So, I don't know, should we jump into it or should we talk about some other things?
I think we could have some fun to start off with.
Okay. Yes. So how's the weather out there right now?
Freezing. That's a great way to start it. Freezing. I've been shoveling snow every day for the past 2, 3, 4, I can't even keep track. Weeks? Not days,
that's
weeks.
That's funny.
So if snow is your favorite, then Canada is the place to be. But for me, it's not. So it's my daily workout in the morning.
Yeah, it's been where I'm at right now. It's been about 75 every day. It's 64 right now. I have the slider open. It's a nice light breeze. It was windy the last couple of days. Met the Colorado River. The palm trees, blue water. Great place to focus and get stuff done. But I also heard Florida had snow.
Oh, no. Oh no.
Right. So last year, I remember last year too, because if the temperatures drop below a certain amount and then there's rain, they're gonna have quote unquote snow. So I heard Florida has snow, but I'm at the Colorado River right now. 64 degrees, it's like beautiful. A light wind. It's beautiful. Palm trees, very happy, very inspirational to do the things we've been doing.
I could go for some 64 warm weather. Beautiful.
At night. This is nighttime too, you know? So as a breeze blows in right now. Have my matcha. No Jeep here, but I do have a blue car.
If
that counts.
it counts.
Maybe I need to get a green car.
Oh, I can't have a green car and we know why, but green car would be nice. Oh my God.
Yeah, think green. We're thinking green. We're optimistic. We're thinking green. Long-term vision, green. So, I'm really trying not hard to tell y'all why I'm really excited. I'm trying not to. And then that's like all my focus right now. So I need to think of another focus. So one thing, spring break's going to be coming up for all soon, pretty soon. Woo! So we'll talk about this a little bit so that you all can start planning on your future for this week. Have you all made up your list on your goals, your visions, your dreams, what you want for this year? So when you do visions and goals and what you want, you write it down on a piece of paper, right? So it's that tactile, writing it down. And then you see it visually. And if you say it out loud, you hear it auditory. So it's a way to ingrain into your subconscious. And so when you set goals, you want to do 1 month out, 3 months out, 1 year out, 5 years out, right? And so it's 2026, and most of the people on their New Year's resolution at the end of the year and the beginning of the year, they'll set their new goals. I usually do it on my birthday for some reason, but I like doing it. My birthday's in October. So I always set my goals in October. And so, but if you're, you know, fresh start, fresh new year, it's 2026, you can set out your 1 month, 3 month, you know, even 6 month, 1 year, 5 year goals. And if you write it down, every single thing I've ever written down, I've gotten, I've achieved, or I've done. And it's because it's like ingrained in my subconscious. And that's why we've been talking about Jeeps and the color green and matchas and all that stuff. It's not because, yes, I love matchas, number one, but, and it's sugar free, but it's because subconsciously you're able to put it into the back of your mind and you think about it. And so it's in your subconscious. It's not on your forefront, but it's in your subconscious. So you're thinking of Jeeps and now you're noticing it everywhere. And we did this visualization last week. We said, you know, think of the color green, close your eyes. Now remember everywhere you saw green, and then open your eyes and you can see green everywhere. Now you notice green, right? And if you close your eyes, now try and remember where you saw the color blue. And then you have to dig deep because you weren't consciously aware of it. But if you put it down, so people remember things different ways. They remember, again, like tactilely, so like they touch. They remember auditory, they hear. They remember visually. Men tend to remember a lot of things visually because they're visually orientated. So seeing things.
And then writing down.
And women seem to be more favorable in texting. So if you ever text a woman, most of them, you'll notice that you're going to get a long paragraph back from them, not like single line responses, because women are very, like, they write more so than they are visual. And men like pictures and women like writing. So the more logical the brain is, the shorter sentences you'll get, the more left brain hemisphere, the more, I think it's left brain, left is logical, right is creative,
right? Creative, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so. So actually, for the more left is logical, so you're going to have shorter sentences. Right is more creative, so you're going to have long paragraphs on responses. And so everyone remembers things differently. Everybody's aware of things differently. Everybody memorizes things differently. And so if you cover all of those different key things, your subconscious will become aware of it. So when you're setting your goals and your vision and your dreams of what you want for the next 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 5 year, you write it down. And then they also say vision boards, because that's the visual part of it, right? Writing it down is the tactile part of it. If you repeat it back to yourself, then that's the auditory part of it. What else am I missing? So visual, tactile, auditory, writing it down.
Hearing it. No, that's auditory. So I think you've got all of them. The five.
I guess you could smell. Do smells. So like if you like cookies or something, then you would have like a sniff and scratch of a cookie on there.
I do candles.
So like if you want the smell of an ocean breeze and you want to go to the beach somewhere, then you like do a candle at the beach, right? So we have our sight is visual, our hearing is auditory, our touch is tactile, our brain is thinking, so you think about it. So that's one we missed. Think about it, right? So you think about it, so subconsciously you're thinking about it. And what am I missing? There's five senses.
Taste.
Okay, well, then you can have a matcha from Japan if you want to go to Japan, or you can have Hawaiian food and pineapples if you want to go to Hawaii. So like it's ingrained in your subconscious. And so that's why we've been talking about Jeeps. We're like, think of Jeeps. And then everywhere I go subconsciously, I've been aware of it because my brain is like searching and seeking for Jeeps. So it does the same thing when you're trying to achieve your goals or you're trying to do what you love, like find your passion. Your brain will find a way to search for those things for you, and it's doing it subconsciously and making you aware of it. So if I wanted to become an airplane pilot, everywhere I go, I'm going to bump into people that are either in flight school, that are airplane pilots or stewardesses, that are just traveling, that they're doing that because my brain is seeking out those people and I become aware of it and they have a conversation. I become alert, like a puppy becomes alert. And I like am drawn to that. If I want to start karate, I'm gonna like run into people that have, you know, like are black belt or that they've been training or they've been doing this or that because I'm subconsciously aware of it. And so when you're setting your goals, that's what we're saying this year, set your goals. We're already at the 19th or 20th. What's today?
The 20th.
The 20th. So we're at the 20th right now. And so, you know, you're already 3 weeks into the year. And then this is also when people start going to the gym and getting excited about the gym because, you know, it's a start of a fresh, brand new year, a fresh new you. Like, what are your goals, ambitions? And then don't forget, to do anything, you have to also create a habit. So if you do everything the same time every day after 7 to 12 days, if you're doing it consistently, you'll create a habit. And then you'll feel awkward if you're not keeping it. So if you want to go to the gym, pick a time that you're free. So say it's 4 p.m. and every day go to the gym at 4 p.m. for the next 7 to 12 days, if that's your goal. And you don't have to, when you go to the gym, you don't have to do a massive full-blown workout the way that you used to train when, you know, you were in high school, or you don't have to have like a massive full-blown workout. Just go through the motions of putting on your shoes, getting in the car or walking there, whatever you're doing, and showing up. That's the step number one. The step number one is just show up. You don't have to, you know, if you're not feeling it that day, just show up. Start to create that habit. And then day two, maybe go stretch. If you're not feeling it, just do like 5 exercise, go stretch, go home. Day number three, you know, add a little bit more. Day number four, it's starting to become part of a habit, do a little bit more. It's the idea is just show up, create your habit, and start doing your things that you want to do that you love. If you want to travel the world, start looking up different places and finding out information and looking at flights and looking at photos and, you know, start dreaming. If you want to buy a house, the way every time I went to go buy a house, the thing that I did is like I would go visit open houses or I would go to new construction where they had new houses and walk through the tours, or I would drive through the neighborhoods that I wanted to visit, or then I would go to a restaurant in that neighborhood that I wanted to move to. And I would start like visiting it a little bit. And then I started subconsciously becoming, seeing myself in there. And then I found a way to buy the house in that area. So like everything that you do, your brain is trying to serve you. Your brain is trying to do good for you. It's trying to make you a better person. It's trying to fulfill your wishes. Your brain is like that genie in the lamp, right? It wants to fulfill your wishes. And what you write down and what you desire, it's going to try and find a way to help you succeed and do that. So everything that you want, write it down, you know, say it out loud, do pictures of it if you want to do pictures of it. So a vision board, say it out loud. We already said that. Smells, you know, like bake, whatever that where you want to visit or what you want to do. So bake something that like smells like it, or eat that type of food. You know, if it's like, say you want to go to, well, I keep bringing up Hawaii. So you want to go to Hawaii, you know, like have pulled pork. That's one of my favorites. Or if you want to go to Japan, have a matcha. Matchas are really easy to get, you know, you can get a matcha really easily. So try it out. But do something like just little tiny baby steps. Go to the gym. Create a habit, go every day at exactly that time that you said you're going to go, you know, or, you know, if you want to start getting healthy again, just go for a walk every morning at 7 a.m. or whatever. Or just change one thing in your diet, eat oatmeal for breakfast. Again, not nutrition advice, not do your research, you know, consult with your physician, or but do something that makes you healthy. Like go, if, you know, if you want to be healthy and you want to fit in some new clothes, go try on some clothes. I know it's frustrating because you're like, this is what I really want, but I'm not at that point, you know. Or if you want to gain muscle strength and you want to have giant biceps, you know, like start doing poses in the mirror.
Oh my.
you just like little tiny baby steps, little tiny baby things that, you know, like that get you going. It's just, you don't have to be, remember we always said, you don't have to, if you're in kindergarten, you're not going to get your PhD on day one.
Right.
So you take those steps and you get along and you go to where you want to go and you try little things out and you find out if you like it and you'll find a way to get what you want. And if you've been practicing our experiment that we've been doing the last 4 to 6 weeks about the Jeeps and the color blue and all that stuff, think about it. You probably now see them everywhere you go because you're consciously aware of it. If you're putting into your conscious that that's what I want to look for and that's what I want to see. So if you want a, let's see what else there is. I'm trying to think of something else to search for.
Let's see.
We have to do something kind of random that you could probably see anywhere in the world, hypothetically. Let's think of something, a random fruit.
We're going to think of pineapple. Oh God.
So pineapple is very kind of random. I guess if you're in Hawaii, it's not that random. But if you're in the Caribbean or something, it's not as random. But, you know, like now when you go look at a menu, you might see pineapple on the menu. Or you might see somebody like coming and bringing, if you're working in an office, they might bring pineapple that day. And it's kind of off season, so it's not necessarily like a typical fruit. But we look for it, we might be consciously aware of it. Or there's like a fufu drink that has like pineapple and vodka in it, or there's a virgin pineapple blended pina colada or something like that. You're going to become consciously aware of it if it's something that you think about and then you put in your brain and then you become aware of it. But you all can pick whatever one you want to do. Just think of something random that you, you know, that is internationally known probably, that you potentially could see it, but you don't see it every day normally. Something just totally random, write it down. Like if you write it down, it's going to even make your brain more conscious of
it. You're going to start to see it more. You're going to start, you might even start to taste it in like the middle of the day. I've done that before. Oh yeah. I've tasted it before. Like as of recently, like I've really been into like my cured meats and I'm like, oh, I really want to have more summer sausage because it was one of my favorites growing up and I wanted to have it more. So I started thinking about it and I started to taste it. And then everywhere I went, I always found somewhere to get it. So it was always in the back of my mind and it was always there. And it was in the weirdest places, the places I wasn't looking for before, and it was there. So if you think about a food, you'll taste it in the middle of the day and you'll be like, oh, that tastes good. I didn't eat it, but it tastes
good.
Now
I'm making me hungry. I didn't really eat that much today. Now I'm thinking about, so cured meats remind me of Europe and Italy. And, you know, so like when you're traveling a lot in Europe, you carry stuff that you can snack on that doesn't spoil. So they have like a lot of salami and prosciutto and like cured meats, and then you have nuts and fruit and stuff that you carry with you when you travel and stuff, so that, you know, like in over in Europe you only have little tiny refrigerators, so you only buy enough groceries for, you know, that couple of days, and then you go to the grocery store and come back again, which is great. But so now you're making me think, because like now it's tying into all the things that I love about Europe, right? It's like cured meat. So I'm like, oh, now when I started thinking about Europe, I haven't traveled there in a while.
See, it's the subtle things. So you could think about cured meats and all of a sudden,
things, right?
You want to go to Europe. You could be thinking about matcha. And now you're going to Hawaii. And like, and then you were thinking about matcha and you were like, oh, Hawaii. And then pineapple, Hawaii. Everything that you were saying was tying back to Hawaii.
And I usually go to Hawaii the beginning of the year too, January, February. So I think that's also why it's consciously in my mind. I'm not in Hawaii right now. But when if you guys want to travel, so spring break is coming up and most people, that's when they all go to travel. And then summertime is when they all go to travel. Remember, booking travel is Tuesdays. We get the lowest air. So today is the day to book the lowest air right now. It's on Tuesdays. And then if you book out, you know, like up to a month in advance, so that would put us in February. We have holidays coming up. So we have President's Day, if you're in the States, President's Day and Valentine's. And then we have St. Patrick's Day and we have spring break and Easter. Actually, I think Easter and Passover is being celebrated earlier this year. Oh. I didn't look at the dates yet because I saw. But so that's usually when people go away because they're off from school and the colleges are off from school and then the other schools are off, you know. So it's like usually 2 to 4 weeks ahead of the holiday and 2 to 4 weeks after the holiday is when they're off, and that's considered their spring break. So people are starting to book for that now. So like dream big, and you're probably going to find really low air or smoking deal on a resort that you wanted to go to. And if you write it down and it's something that you have a passion for and you're like, I've never been to this island or I've never been to this state or I've never been to this country, you know, I want to try and find a way to do it. You'll find a way. You'll become consciously aware of like, flights are only $99 there. And like, oh, I can get a resort for only $300 a week with a bedroom and pool view and ocean view. And like, they will pop up for you because you're consciously aware of it and you're seeking it and you'll find a way to do it. So,
right.
You know, like, you'll start planning your vacations and like, take care of yourself. So we're talking about all the things like we talk about the financial markets and yes, we talk about businesses and AI and all the other things too, but you also have to take care of yourself. So, you know, going to the gym, eating healthy, it's the beginning of the year, setting your goals, setting your aspirations, your visions, what you want for your life, you know, see, maybe call up a friend you haven't talked to in a long time, you know, talk to some family members maybe you haven't talked to in a long time, see what's been going on in their lives. You know, like, take care of yourself, take care of your immediate surroundings. And when you do that, usually the rest of the stuff falls into place the way it's supposed to. But if you're writing out your visions, your goals, your dreams, don't forget to include health. Don't forget to include social, you know, don't forget to include dreams, things that you really have a passion for, you want to try. Maybe potentially education, you know, like you can go to some of the colleges and just pick up a class for free on something that you don't want to major in, but it's something that you're excited about. You want to learn more about. Like you can even go to the colleges and go to the gym and earn college credit if you wanted to. You can take a dance class through the colleges. You can take an art class through the colleges. You can learn about art if you wanted to. Like there's a lot of things that you can do that you can take through the colleges for free. You can take courses through Coursera, and Coursera can give you like, I think it's like a 7 to 14 day free trial to try out classes and get an online certificate or degree. And they're working through the colleges too. So you can do that also. Maybe you'll discover something that you didn't know you had a passion for because you're trying something new out. Like, make yourself a better you. Make yourself like who you want to be, the better vision of yourself. You know, we tend to focus on just like work and we get stuck in work and all we're doing is our, you know, our nose is in the grind and however the sayings are. And like,
yeah, nose in the grindstone.
Right. And so like, and then you don't take care of yourself, you know? So like, drink lots of water. I sound like I'm preaching here, but you know, like, maybe spiritual, whatever your spiritual beliefs are, maybe like start doing that again, go once a week and start doing that again, whatever your spiritual belief is. And like, start taking care of yourself. There's a thing that we call like, it's like a wheelhouse, right? And I learned this from Tony Robbins a while ago. And so you take a big pie graph. And so you're going to take a big giant circle. You do a big giant circle and you divide it up like a pizza pie or a pie, right? Do it in 4 quadrants, then you do it into 8 quadrants, or you do it into 16 quadrants, whatever you want to do. And then in each of those quadrants, you're going to put something that affects your life that you need to focus on. So it would be like family, it would be friendships, it would be education, it would be money, finances, it would be investments, travel, hobbies. Any type of hobby you have, you can put right. That in there too. I'm trying to think of what are some other spiritual. So anything that is like is who you are or what you want to be or what you want to discover, you would put it in one of those quadrants and you would, you know, do all the 16 different quadrants or 8 or whatever you want to do. And then you go back after you've labeled all of them, you go back to all of them and then you say, okay, based on my, let's see, I'm thinking of one that I haven't been that good. Drinking water every day. So we have a drinking water one every day. I'm going to use a generic one. Okay, I'm like at a 50% on where I should be drinking water. Usually I always carry water with me, but I haven't been drinking as much water as I should. So I fill in 50% of that part of that circle, of that little pie the circle.
Yep.
Right. And then I go to hobbies. I haven't been focusing on my hobbies a lot, so I'm at like a 10% on hobbies. So that one's down low. And then I would go to nutrition. I'm at about a 50%. I could be 100% on that one. Work. 100%. That's all I've been doing. 100%. And then I go to, what other ones I do? Friendships. Friendships. I could be a better friend in a lot of different areas. I could reach out to more people that I've lost touch with. I'm like at a 50% on that one. And then after you fill it all out, think about that wheel and what's been filled out, and you like color in or scribble in that 50%, 75%, 2%, you know, whatever it is. Now, if you put that wheel on your car or on a bicycle, it would go thump, 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 thump. It wouldn't like, it wouldn't be smooth anymore. It wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't roll very well down a hill.
No, not really.
So you have to think like, okay, I've been focusing so much attention on this. Where else can I put my attention in? And so, you know, start to do that and then write it down in your goals, aspirations, what you want to do. You know, like if you're missing something, find a way to do it and then fill in your wheel and your circle. So it's, they're not always going to be at 100%, because when you're focused on your career, then your social life falls off. And when you're, you know, focused on your nutrition and your health, your something else will fall off. So it is a way of finding balance in your life. And that makes you a little bit, makes you a little bit more aware of where you are right now and where you want to be. And it also can help you with your goals, aspiration, and your dreams, and, you know, figuring out what you want, what piece is missing in your life right at this moment, and how can you, or what can you do to help it out? And writing it down will put it into your subconscious, so your mind will think about it and your mind will be excited and look for those things. And when you're pursuing your passions and you're trying to find the things that you love to do, it will also add excitement to your life, because you're going to get excited to wake up in the morning. You're going to get excited to like go seek it out, and you have more interesting things in your life to make your day more adventurous. You're not just stuck in the grindstone. You're not just stuck, you know, like moving day to day. You find that passion. You find that excitement. You find, you know, what you really want. And your life starts to shift and change, and you become more of who you really are in your, you know, core and who you really are.
But, and that also comes with balance. And balance, yeah, and balance,
it
balance.
Adds balance. And we're Libras, and so we love balance. When we're out of balance, we kind of freak out a little bit. But this helps, you know, find balance. But it also helps you discover those things and find those passions and seeking the color green and Jeeps. And now you know why we've been talking about it for the last 4 to 6 weeks. Because this is, you know, the start. Today's the start of the rest of your life. Today right. is the day you mark. We can't go back to our past. We don't know what the future holds for us, but today we can take control of today's the day of the rest of the start of the rest of our lives. And so hopefully along this journey, like we've been here for the last 2 years, hopefully we've like sparked a little interest in something, you know, maybe on traveling or investing or buying houses or crypto or anything that we've talked about, or setting goals or fixing your credit or buying a car or, you know, learning how to trade. Hopefully we've sparked some little bit of interest in you out there to get that fire burning. And maybe it's something that we haven't covered, but because of it, it sparked something inside of you. They're like, I really want to do this, and then you go and find it and try it out,
and it can, you know, be anything,
right? And it just takes that very first day, that very first step. You don't have to remember, you don't have to be PhD from kindergarten. It just takes that very first step, and the next thing you know, you've mastered a passion that you have, or you've developed new friends because you've explored something that you never tried before, or you see different countries, or you meet new cultures and you find another food that you have a passion for. But it adds layers onto your life and makes you a better you, who is passionate and excited to wake up and try something else out. So right. That's the goal.
The goal is to just better yourself, right? Become the person you want to be. Be that well-rounded person. Cover all those aspects in your life that you think you're lacking, and if you spend too much time doing one thing and you think you devoted your entire life to it and you think it's too much, you can split it up. There's always more time in the day. There's one key thing that I always remember is there's a puzzle and you try to fit in one piece, and there's always room for that one piece if you shift things around. There's always room for more. You can always do more with your time. You can always move your time around. Time is free. You can spend that extra hour that you have during the day instead of cooking. You can have meal prep and you have that hour to do something that you love, or you want to go travel. You want to go for a drive. You can make time for these things that you love to do and do it, right? Go out and you want to see Jeeps and you want to drive around and find blue Jeeps. You can do that. There's time in the day to do that. There's time in the day to go see your friends. There's time in the day to go car shopping if you're looking for a new car. There's time in the day to go house shopping. There's time for everything if you want there to be time for it. And your passion, there's always room for it in your life. So no matter what it is, you can always do it.
Yeah, and if you want to travel, so like I'm just doing random dates and stuff out of LA since the talk show's out of LA. So I just did like a random search. I'm like LA travel to anywhere, and I just picked a random date. Let me see what day it was on. It's on a Friday, February 20th. Actually, I think that's one of those holiday weekends.
That's 1 month.
So I just picked a random date just so you can understand like how affordable travel is right now to anywhere. LA to anywhere on February 20th. Phoenix is $23. Vegas is $28. Sacramento, Northern Cal is $28. Salt Lake City is $33. Denver is $44. San Francisco is $49. I'm going to skip through a couple. Dallas is $56. Fort Lauderdale is $60. Let me find some more that are a little bit more exciting. Seattle's $100. Chicago's $100. New York is $112. That's not bad. New Orleans is $117. So Mardi Gras is coming up. This is just a random day that I picked. Orlando is 100 and a quarter. You can go see Disneyland or Disney World. Nashville is 131. This is just one random day. Toronto is 132.
Oh, that's a great deal.
let's see. Quebec is 177. We're getting a little bit more expensive. Valparaiso, I don't know where that is.
I don't know where that is either.
Some of these I haven't heard of. Laredo, Mexico is 230. Montreal is 246. So like flights are cheap right now. Remember, oil prices went down. Gas prices went down. You can take a road trip. Oil prices went down. Gas prices went down. Flights are cheaper. And then you can find random like Airbnbs. You can find different special deals on Expedia. You can do a certificate on our timeshare. So there's a lot of opportunities to travel still, and you can start booking for your spring break or just do a weekend getaway or something. So,
right.
So there's a lot of opportunities. So like you're not stuck or bound in the snow. if you're in LA, you're not stuck and bound in traffic. You can go explore. And then maybe your goal is maybe you take this random trip. You just like spontaneous, spur of the moment. I'm going to just pick a random place to go to. I love those shows, like those movies where they show up at the airport and they're like, what's the next flight? I'm going to book it right now. And then they just go somewhere and they end up like in Montana or something. But
oh my God.
But no. Like, ever seen those movies where they like walk up to the counter and they're like, just give me the next flight. I don't care where it is. And they just like have a carry on and they're like, okay, I'm going to go explore. And then they come back and then they land there and then they like stay there a couple days, explore the town, go into like a little pub and go check out the town and like discover somewhere they've never been. And then they get back to the airline counter and they're like, give me the next flight. And then they go pop somewhere else, you know, just randomly.
I've seen that.
Those are always exciting and fun. But
maybe that's what sparked your travel.
That is kind of like my travel, because I always look for, okay, where are the cheapest flights right now? And what can I get and where can I get? And I'll like, oh, I can go to the Caribbean for, you know, $300 for a week in Aruba. So I think I'm going to go. Or I can go to, you know, Hawaii for $300 a week in a studio, like 25 feet to the ocean. And, oh, I can get flights for $119. I think I'm going to go. So like that is how I travel. I like go based on, it's usually undervalued or nobody knows, and then I just like hop on a plane and go. And like, surprise, I'm here.
Exactly. It's but, a thrill.
Yeah. So that's my dopamine and adrenaline and fast cars. Oh, yes. Sports cars. So, but I haven't been driving my car at all because I've been traveling. So my poor car is sitting there just saying, hello. Don't forget about me.
Jinx.
It's great because I barely have any miles on it now. But yeah. But gas prices are cheap now too. It's like Arizona gas prices are like $2.28. That's like so cheap. Right. So like if y'all want to go to Arizona, like you can drive there. It's like 4.5-5 hours from LA. And then when you get there, you can buy the cheap gas and then come back. Or so like the road trip only costs like half the cost it would have cost because gas is cheaper out there. But so like there's lots of fun, exciting things going on that you can add to your wheelhouse to make your wheelhouse full, to make it a big giant circle instead of like a bum bum bum, you know. So there's, you know, exciting fun things to do. So take out a piece of paper, write down what you love, what your passion's for, what is on your bucket list, what do you want to do? Write it all down. And then you don't have to figure out a way to do it or accomplish it. You just have to write out your end vision, your end goal. And your subconscious brain will provide those opportunities for you and they will pop up unexpectedly to try and help you fulfill your dreams and your wishes. It's like the magic genie lamp. It just happens that way because we can only dream up the ways to do things based on our current knowledge and what we've learned so far. But your brain seeks out other opportunities and other ways to fulfill your wishes and will provide you other opportunities or other mentors or people that will come into your life and give you more information so you can obtain those dreams.
Right.
You just have to take that first step and try it out. So we're going to talk about the markets now.
Yep. Now it's market
go
talk.
ETH.
Okay. Go ETH. Go ETH. Go ETH.
Go ETH. Green candles. Go ETH. Let's go. And I'm going to tell you all why I am optimistic. Okay.
Let's go. Go ETH.
Okay. So I'm optimistic on a lot of things. I'm optimistic on financial markets, and history tends to play itself out and we tend to go through these cycles, which is normal. Okay. This is normal, 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 normal. Now we have like a little story to tell y'all. Trading and investing in crypto, whenever somebody would go launch a project or you would favor something, there would be these little people that we would call them that would come in and like FUD it. So FUD is F-U-D, which means that they would say something negative to drive the price down so they could get in at a lower entry.
Yep.
So if something had a premium price, so I'll give you an example. So say you want to buy an Xbox. Okay. And the price is, maybe I shouldn't do this because then I'll be derogatory on it. So let's say you want to buy, I don't want to do that. Say you want to buy a lawn chair.
Okay.
And it's the most beautiful lawn chair and it's craft made and everything else. And there's only like 4 of them in the world. And it's like made out of mahogany. It's beautiful. And you want to buy it and you have your eye on it. And then you're about ready to. And somebody else wants it too, but they can't afford the price. So they come in and they say all these derogatory things about it so that nobody wants it. The supply is there, but the demand goes down. And so people have to market on sale so that people will buy it, right? And they get a lower price. So that's called a lower entry. You get a lower price in the premium markup of where it's at, because you see a potential in the future and you know that that mahogany chair is going to be valuable in a week, in a month, in a year, and you want to get in, but it has a premium price right now. So people will come in and say, oh, it's the worst ever and this and that and this and that. And it's called FUD, F-U-D, because they're trying to get the price to drop down and go on sale so they can buy it and sell it for the higher price in the future because they see value in it. But the only way for them to get in a lower entry is to FUD it, FUD it.
The flutters.
So everyone has a lot of emotion. And when we have emotion, we get trigger happy, which means that we think something's going to happen on a rumor, not something that's happened yet. It's all rumor. And they're like, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. We're trigger happy. And then they do sell, 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 sell. Well, when they're doing sell, 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 all the people that have been doing the rumors and the FUD are all doing buy, 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 long. Long means that you anticipate the price is going to go up in the future in that 1 week, that 1 month, that 1 year. You want to get in a lower entry so you have a bigger upside potential. And so when there's rumors going on and people are like, oh no, the sky is falling, I should exit out now. And then they exit out now, drop the price, and then all the people who swoop it up get it at the lower price.
Right.
So that's our little scenario that's going on right now. So we have a range of 2886 to 3403. When price, this is on ETH, so we're talking about ETH only right now. So when the price drops down, go ETH, there's a lot of buy triggers that come into effect in that range. And so we had that buy trigger just about an hour and a half ago when it hit the 2916. That was our buy trigger because it was $30 above our range. So we had a buy trigger because it's going to trade in that range. And people have been doing rumors to push the price down so they can get into a lower entry on the potential upside potential, right?
Right.
The Fed is meeting next week. The Fed's going to announce on the 28th. We do not anticipate a rate cut. But the other reason why they do these FUD rumors is to entice the Fed to cut rates, thinking like, oh, if the economy's bad, the Fed needs to cut rates. And so they're trying to influence the emotion of the Fed to cut rates. But the Fed goes off of statistics, data, and numbers. And so we don't hypothetically anticipate the Fed cutting rates. But if they do cut rates a quarter, the market will go will rally and go wild, which means green candles up. Remember, green matcha, green, green avocado, green, 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 green. Okay. So this is a 7 week play. I mean, a 7 day play, right? This is a 7 day play. And so the market built in what they anticipated happening to the Fed already a week, 2 weeks ago, and there was a rally in the market. So last Tuesday and Sunday through Tuesday, we had an uptick. So that was our positive anticipation about what was going to happen with the Fed. Right now is the profit-taking pullback before the next run-up and the rumors to get in at a lower entry. And so our target is we should at least hit, let me go back here. Based off these numbers, remember our range again, is that 2886 to 3403. We have optimism next week if the Fed cuts rates or if there's optimistic numbers coming out in the next couple of days, that we should have that rally in the market that has the potential to go up to that 3403 again. Now, again, do your own research, not financial advice. I know it sounds complicated, but I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic long-term hold. I'm optimistic on ETH. I'm optimistic we're still in our range. And this is our normal range, right?
Right.
Whenever we do this, this is when people go long. That means that they're buying future positions that they anticipate that ETH is going to go back up. And we're hovering at that 2,900 to 3,000 on uncertainty because they don't know what's going to happen in the market hypothetically yet. So it hovers right around 2,900 to 3,000. And then if we break through the 3,050, we go up to the next leg of 3,150. We break through 3,150, we go to the next leg of 3,250. We break 3,250, go to the next leg of 3,350. And then the 3,400 is back at our target. We break the 3,400, we're on the next leg up. Now, we're in our range that we're supposed to be in. This is normal. But when people buy into the rumor and they believe what other people are saying and they listen to peers, then they get scared and they trigger and hit sell buttons, which push down, but then that gives lower entry for all the people that are in optimism long positions because now they have a bigger upside potential.
Exactly.
So again, do your own research, not financial advice. I'm optimistic. Fed Go meets ETH. Next week. Go ETH. We're going to hover. We have news coming out this week, though. So I believe we have news coming out Wednesday and Thursday. So if news comes out favorable and it's optimistic for the Fed, even if the Fed doesn't cut rates, whatever they say, the market will be listening for a potential future rate cut, which is in everyone anticipates there's going to be a future rate cut, right? It may not be this January, but the next meeting's not until March, I think March 15th. So we're about 45 days out. Now, remember on our cycles too, February 5th is our target for our next cycle. So we anticipate an up cycle on that. Again, do your research, not financial advice. We're still hovering in that range. This is normal. We're still hovering in the range that we said we were going to be in, which is the 2886 to the 3403. We break above the 3050, 3150, 3250, 3350. We're on our next leg up. We have the potential this year to hit an all-time high of 4960, I believe, and change.
Yep.
So we have a lot of room, a lot of potential. And if you look where the money's moving, it's moving optimistically long positions after the Fed. So
exactly.
So if y'all are like normal traders, you're selling at the top, the bottom, and you're buying at the top, don't be one of those investors.
No.
If you're holding for long term, you don't range trade ETH. You hold for long term. Remember, stock markets do 8 to 12% annually over a 30-year period, right?
Right.
ETH is more volatile because it's a newer technology, newer trading investment. And so it's going to be more volatile, but long-term potential, you're still on the upside. Do not use your mortgage money. Do not use your rent money. Do not use your insurance. Do not use any of your primary bill money to trade or invest in more volatile. Use your discretionary money. Use your extra income. Use your risk money to trade and invest. And then, you know, you'll one day ETH, when it comes a little bit more stable, whenever it's new, you have higher reward, higher potential, higher returns, higher risk. But when we become more stable in the future, it will be one of those long-term hold positions that doesn't move as much, but you hold for long-term. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. But I'm very optimistic still.
Yes, yes. Always optimistic.
I'm not listening. Now, remember, y'all, April 8th, we told you the same thing. We said, don't listen to the rumors. You know, the greatest wealth is discovered when people are fearful and people invest. The ones that invest when everybody else is fearful are the ones that have, you know, made millions of dollars. So invest smartly. Don't be trigger happy. Hold it out. Take the emotion out of the game. Hold long term, invest as much as you're able to, but I'm very optimistic. And then next week we'll see what ETH does, right? Or the next.
Yes.
We'll see what ETH does in the next. Actually, we tend to see it tonight and we'll see it tomorrow morning. So
right.
So we break through that 3050. We're on our next leg up and we're only 90 away from that. So that's not very much to move. That's like, what, 3%?
Not even. Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, so I'm optimistic, long-term, you know, in the interim, take the emotion out of the game, be logical on your investing, but put your emotion in your passion and the things that you love to do and your travel and your hobbies and your friends and your family and all the things that you love. That's where your emotion goes. That's where your passion goes. That's where you pursue your dreams. And then keep your logical brain for your investing and trading and take the emotion out of that one. But in the meanwhile, you know, create your, you know, your roadmap for your life. Create today's that first day of the rest of your life. Create your goals. Go pursue your passions. Go eat some pineapple. Have fun. Drink some matcha. Look for the color green. And then we will optimism on ETH. Go ETH.
Go ETH.
We will see you all next week.
Bye, everyone. Have a great week and have a great Tuesday.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.